Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah. Give another big hand clap to the worship team. Yes, that was awesome. Amen. As we sang, you know, some songs, I was like, I hope they don't sing some like chorus, you understand? Okay, and they did exactly that. They were not religious into, you know, I was like, if they, you know, do a certain verse, it's going to mess up the flow, you know, okay? And they just took it higher and higher and higher. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. When you're singing, if you worship leader, you should not listen to yourself, but you should see if what you're going to do next, if the verse you're going to introduce next, where it is going to take us, whether higher or lower, all right? You don't have to sing the whole song. You first, before you, you know, glory be to God. Anyway, they did awesome, amen? Hallelujah. Yes, some time ago, like, a month ago, I had a dream when someone was telling me and some people that praise should you should count 3 years or 3.5 years from the day you be required to lead praise and worship at LAT. You know, Darlene Check was saying that that she should take note of that, and then after that period of time, she will have a major breakthrough. Glory be to God. Amen. And she's doing great. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, God is good. Okay. God is what? God is good. Okay. Right now, I don't know who is the lead, worship leader in this country. You know, in everything, there's a lead person. There's someone who's God has put at the forefront of anything, and you have to acknowledge it. It's a truth. Who is what in Uganda? These days, I don't know what's happening in Uganda. Of course, I know, but for some things, I don't know. Do you guys have any idea who is there? You don't know, Brand who? Mugere? I don't know him. Lubegawan. But, yeah, at some time ago, a few years ago, the lead, you could see the praise and worship thing, you know, had been given to Judith Babidia. That thing was undeniable. That woman had it. All right? That woman, her songs, of course, there's somewhere it was in the scriptures, you understand it? But you could sense the spirit and the whole nation, by the way. You could see that acknowledgement. Okay? You would go whichever part of the country you'd go, they'll be playing her song. And those songs were not entertainment. There was that spirit. You could see this woman had been sent from heaven. Okay? Then, a few years ago, in my opinion, she lost it. She lost it. Then that's when she began this thing of MP, what? She lost it. Okay? Now, here are my reason why I think she lost it. Okay? And but we pray that God would raise someone again. Right now, it's like there's a vacuum. People are just playing games, just, you know, it's stupidity, you know. People are not worshiping. They're just, whether they are saying it's a Christian album, it's not. You know, it is their album. All right, it is their album. All right, it is not good stuff. Okay, so it seems like there's a possibility that, and I'm right on this, there's a vacuum. There's a vacuum, all right? And I think the reason why Judith Babia lost it is because of this woman called Namtebi. That woman, years ago, I dreamt when she had died. And there were people around her who knew that she had died, but they didn't want the people to know. She, as in, she had died spiritually. Okay? That woman, you know, there used to be talk in those days that, you know, she was involved in witchcraft, you know, and it's true. Okay? And of course, when someone falls, okay, their agenda turns to getting everyone else to fall. Do you understand? Okay? That is the agenda, when someone falls and they begin to worship something else, the devil. Thereafter, their mission is to just mess up the church, to mess up anything that is genuine Christianity. You understand? And Judith Babivie was always hobnobbing with what? Namtebi. You know, Okay? And I believe Namtebi messed her up. I'm not saying that Judith Babivie is no longer born again. For that one, I don't know, But there could be a possibility. Okay? However, it is now, you know, those, you know, who began to give her other plots, other, you know, things to do, Okay? And she forsook her calling for other things, you know what I mean, All right? Yes, Namtebi messed her up, just as she has messed up many other what? People. Okay, so when that happened, you know, in my opinion, there's a vacuum, All right? I don't know any, all these guys you're saying, while we go about what, who, yes, maybe they are great, But you can't sense that thing, Judith Babivie. She still sings, I think, Judith Babivie. But not, you know, there's no impact, there's no action, on the song like it was in those days. Glory be to God. Amen. And so that's why you have to be careful. We have to be careful in whatever area you're gifted. You understand? You should be careful who you're hobnobbing with, who your advisors are. You understand? All right? Some of those people, man, have lost it, and now their whole mission is to bring others down. You know, is to bring others down. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Many years ago, I think in 2000, you know, I was, for 1 year, I was a member of a church called Trumpet Center, Apostle Mulinde. Okay, it used to be behind Crane Bank. Some kind of shady place, but man, that place was powerful. You could sing these songs, you know, those Uganda songs. Man, it was powerful. To be honest, anyway, I don't know, but that place was powerful. It's a very shady place. The people were there were all, you know, humble, in quotes, as in not loaded what, some were, but the majority of them were not, but my friend, that place was on fire. Okay? That place was on what? On fire, Amen? So when we sang this song, it reminded me of those days. And yes, and this song, it carried the unction of God on it, Amen? So we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Norman and Natasha, good to see you again. Give them a big hand clap. Yeah, they got married 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. Hallelujah. It was a good function, All right? Especially the reception, in my opinion. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory to God. Last Sunday, you remember we talked about, pursuing to be enthroned with Jesus, You remember? Okay. We read, what did we read? Revelation chapter 3, verse 21, where Jesus said that to him who overcomes, I'll grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. All right? When we get to heaven, the overcomers will sit with Jesus on his throne. All right? Notice, this is for the overcomers. It is not for every Christian. All right? All right? Revelation 7, verse 9. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Okay? What were they doing? They were standing where? Before the throne. Okay? And it was a great multitude, which no one could number. Of all nations, including Uganda, of all tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne. These were not sitting on the throne. They were just standing before the throne. And it was a great multitude. Okay? When we get to heaven, you know, many Christians, but make sure you're not part of those who fulfill this scripture. As in, don't be among this great multitude. Okay, standing before what? The throne. Be among Revelation 3, 21, who sit on thrones. It's amazing how, now, like, do you know Judas Iscariot? There was a scripture, you know, Judas used to read the Bible. Okay? The old what? Testament. And there was a scripture about some guy who would do something to the Lord. Alright? It's not true, in my opinion, and I think I'm right, that God created Judas Iscariot to be the one to betray the Lord. You understand? God didn't create him for that work. You know, Now, this guy, I'm very sure, you know, he used to read the scriptures, You know, at one point, He must have seen it. And he must have known that this is the Lord. Okay? And there's a guy who's going to what? Mess him up. And he went ahead and fulfilled that scripture. And there were so many opportunities for him not to be the one, If you read the old one, if you read Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. So many opportunities for him. You understand? The Bible says that offenses will come, but woe unto the man through whom they... You understand? You know, God hasn't created anyone to fulfill evil. You understand? You know, however, if you don't care... Anyway, you know. So, man, I remember when I just got and saved... And then you're reading about the end times, you know, captivated by those things, the mark of the beast, the antichrist, you know, no one knows who it is. Then I say, no, I can show you the devil can plunge you, can plunge your head. So, man, I used to sometimes I'll be there, then I start thinking that, man, I might be, I might become the Antichrist. You understand? Because no one knows who it is, and it can be anybody. You know, it can be what? Hey! Then, man, you're like, start praying, go, you know, help me not to be the one, you know. Start, you know. Anyway, yeah. So, don't fulfill this one. Don't be among this mountain. But you see, the scripture is already there. This is a great multitude. So somehow, some people have to, you know, get into it. Because it is written, it cannot be erased. So some people have to what? Jump into it. But let it shouldn't be you. You understand? It shouldn't be you. For you, Revelation 3:21. The overcomers, who sit on thrones, and like we read in the final quest, those thrones are all a part of Jesus' throne. Glory be to God. Amen. Man, every time you hear some scripture which, well, not a scripture, but a prophecy, a dream, which has a good part and a bad part, make sure you don't fulfill what? The bad part. Now, like, was it 6th March? 6th March. 6th March, Sandra had a dream. All right? Today, by the way, you know, I was, you know, last night, I was praying. Before I went to bed, I prayed. God gave me a sermon. This morning, I woke up, prayed a sermon, you know, All right? And somehow, I had an idea, but then I was like, by the flow. Then I realized, I think God wouldn't want me to teach, He would just want me to what? To yap, you understand, And that's what I'm doing right now. Okay, but it is of the Lord, Now, on 6th March, Sandra had a dream. In this dream, she saw Collins Sekandi. You know Collins? Okay. He was sad. Something was what? Troubling him. All right. So, you know, so Sandra went to him and inquired, what's up? All right. What's up? And he couldn't talk. He wasn't saying what's up. Then Sandra saw even the brother, Francis. Yeah. Good guys. Great guys. Wonderful kids. So he was also what? You know, he could see something was troubling him. So Sandra went also and got the guy. He couldn't what? Also talk. And so Sandra goes down to the lobby. All right. Then she finds so many people down there. All right. Anyway, later she comes back, you know, to church. All right. And my, oh my. The church had like 5 people, as in people had, the church was empty. Meaning that people had left. She said that we are like only 5. And then she came, you know, she sat next to me and we just looked on. All right. Then she says, and all of a sudden, the people she had seen, the multitude, this one, the great multitude, which she had seen down there in the lobby, she saw them entering and they filled up the place. Glory be to God. Amen. So now, that dream had what? 2 parts. You know, this is the bad bit. You know, the living Exodus. And then there was what? All right? Now, people had that dream. People who are here, you guys, and some other people. They had that dream. It was written, word of the week. Okay? And of course, the reason why people were exiting, okay, and I'm going to say it to annoy more people. You understand? The reason why people were leaving, you know, every dream has a context. Okay? The context, people were leaving because of things I began to share since last year in July. Okay? July last year. July last year, I got 4 dreams. One dream, I think, was on 17th, then there was 20th, then there was 23rd, you know, when God basically was showing me, you know, that Elvis had lost it. You know, July, I began to tell people in July. You know, most of you don't know me, rather, most of you know me, most of you don't, okay? But, you see, now, always be careful, Be careful when someone has dreams about someone they don't like. You know, go slow on their dreams, Okay? If I don't like you, I hate you, I don't like you, Then I have a dream when you died, Now, if I tell it to Albert, Albert should have sense that, but you don't like that guy. So how can we trust your things? You wish him dead. You understand? All right? Now, for most of you who know me, Okay? I was Elvis's best friend. You understand? I was his best friend. You see, eh? I tell people, I've ever slept in Elvis's bed. You know, we are with him one night, and then there was one bed, and he said, you sleep in it. For me, I can stay awake. Do you understand? I'm just trying to show you how close we were. You know, all right? I was his best man. Do you understand? Okay? There's some of you, I'm looking at you, and I know I'll never see you again. You know, okay? You see, you're going to fulfill Sandra's what? You're going to fulfill it. You understand? Yet God doesn't want you to fulfill it. Just like Judas Iscariot. The scriptures were there, the prophecies. But God hadn't elected someone to fulfill them. You understand? But somehow one person has to get in. You know, eh? And it's not God who chooses that now. You understand? It is the devil just gets you. You're not serious. You're living a trio. Then you become a prey. Prey to the enemy to be used. Do you understand? So I began to get dreams. Okay? In one of the dreams, okay? I know you know... If you feel sad about it, you should know how sad I felt. Because after that, I spent like 3 days fasting. My friend, do you understand? This was my friend. It wasn't some enamitevye for you, you know. No, this is, you know. Okay? In one of the dreams, I'm attending a Zoe fellowship. All right? And I'm seated there. I think I was seated with Sam Isoke. Okay? Joanne's husband. Then some unserious guy I found you with in some car place. Okay. He's the one who is reading announcements. Okay? But he's reading the announcements in a very unserious manner. The things he's saying are very serious, but the guy doesn't see how serious they are. Okay? He's reading. Okay, says Elvis got a car crash, a crash in South Africa. You know, he's reading, all right. But like Kawai announcements, car crash. No, he was like the car ran over him. That's announcement number one. Announcement number two. Elvis was involved in an accident in now Columbia, and his legs were what? Were like messed up. Eh? Meaning that, of course, he can't walk. And you understand? Eh? Then he summarizes the announcements with Isaiah 14. Okay? He summarizes those two announcements with Isaiah 14, verse 12. Okay? Do you know what it says? It says, how thou art fallen, O Lucifer, son of the morning. All right? I don't have to, whatever it is for the multitude. Okay? All right? So, I turn to Sam in the dream. I ask Sam that those things the guy is saying, are they going to happen or they have already happened? All right? And either it was Sam or someone else tells me they have already happened. And the dream ended. That was dream one. Remember, this is my friend. Remember, I used to stand here in LAT and tell you guys that please take money to Zoe. You understand? Eh? Okay, Ronnie. Eh? The scriptures, dreams to be fulfilled. All right. You know, I used to stand here, Even when I wasn't going for Zoe, I would tell you guys, please, you remember, Do you remember or you don't? Yes. Which pastor does that? Which pastor does that? Still, you know, give money, you know, to, you know, who does that? But I was doing it because I knew Elvis. There are things you don't know about Elvis, you guys. You who think you can die for him, there are things you don't know, which for me I know. You understand? And anyway, one of the things I know, which you know, is that he had a calling. A great calling man. Hillary, you knew him before I did. All right? They were close to Doc Hill. All right? So that's why I was like, take money there, support. This thing is of God. You understand? All right? And then, man, one day. By the way, I think God, God listens to all your conversations? You know, even your thoughts. either 2 weeks before that dream, a week or before, 2 weeks or a week before, I was with you and John, Apostle John, Ezra, you know Apostle John? I was with them at the church, So I was telling John and him, and Joseph, I was telling them that, people fall and what? Then I was telling them, but if there's someone who it would be hard for me to believe that, or even the possibility that they can fall, I told them that it's Elvis. Because I told them, I know his prayer life, I know his devotion to the Lord. We're telling them. All right? Now, in hindsight, I think John had gotten this info prior. Before me, I think he had. Because in hindsight, I don't remember if John said anything in that what? On that subject. But I know Elvis, his passion for the Lord. Okay? Then a few days later, I think God was like, I heard what you said, and I see, your heart. Okay, you are on the right, and now, let me what? Shock you. Then this came. Alright? Now, I began to say these things in July. And you guys, what? There are some preachers you don't like. And you always thought I was talking about some what? Other preachers who you don't like. And I can understand where you're coming from because you know me, how close I was with Elvis. So you knew I couldn't say that about Elvis. And you see, you have good hearts. So let's say that dream was on Monday. Okay? Wednesday, I get another one. Okay? You remember that dream? The invisible grip? All right, the invisible grip. I'm driving on Entebbe Road, coming to Kampala. All right. Then the car in front of me stops. So, of course, if a car in front of you stops, you also have to what? Stop. Then after some time, I was like, wait a minute. Why don't I what? Overtake the guy. If a guy stops, we all don't have to stop. If for me I can maneuver my way, away, So I did that. Okay? So I did that. All right? So as I'm overtaking, I look and I just want to say hi to the driver in this car. All right? And I put out my hand. I put out my hand, to shake the guy's hand, that man, I don't mean bad, I'm overtaking you, but it's kawa, and I'm in my car, all right? So after I shake his hand, then I want to pull out, and man, I couldn't. The guy held me, and he was a soldier. I didn't know the person, but he was a soldier, okay? The way he was dressed, You know, he was dressed in military what? Yeah. So I tried to pull away. The guy held me. I fall. The guy, you know, held me. Then at a certain point, he disappears from the scene. Even the car is not, even the car. However, I'm in an invisible grip. But the person is not there. The car is not there. I am on the road in a what? A grip in my car. I can't move. Do you understand? Then at a certain point, I decided to signal to him, to that soldier, that I mean well. Eh? You know, like, I'm coward, please. Eh? Let me go. I'm not fighting anymore. You know, like, you shake the guy's hand, you know, the invisible, you know. And the guy couldn't let me go. Then, at a certain point, I was like, let me play this guy. Okay, so I'm in the grip. Then I'm like, let me just relax. So that somehow he can get absent-minded. So that I can, you know, All right. Dreams are interesting, You can play games, you know. But I wasn't playing games, I was in pain. So I did that, first relaxed, All right. Then when I thought he was now absent-minded, Man, I shouldn't have done that. The guy held me. He almost tore up my what? My fingers. But remember, it's invisible. All right? It's what? Invisible. Then, you know, at a certain point, I see myself, I am with Dr. Martin Nkundeki. Brian knows him. All right? Dr. Martin Nkundeki. All right? And so we sit, we find a restaurant somewhere and we sit, besides the road, we sit there, but I'm still in what? In an invisible grip. Okay, so we sit, and then as we begin to talk, Martin begins to mess him up. Eh? You know, then he tells me that I have a boss, all right? I have a boss who doesn't want me to progress past him, all right? And now, wherever he is, he has seen that I have come to you for help, all right? For help, and that's why he's sending me these evil things to mess me up. Do you understand? Eh? A boss who doesn't want? So now he's messing him up by evil spirits. All right? Now, while we're there, I see Janet Museveni. Who wants to be Janet Museveni? Okay? I see Janet Museveni. Okay, with a soldier, a male soldier. Unfortunately, you're seated with us. So, Janet Museveni with a male what? Soldier. So I was like, this soldier should be having the phone number of the other one. Soldier who's holding me in a grip. By the way, Elvis wasn't the one who was holding me. In the dream, it was what? A soldier. So I called the soldier. I was like, Afande, call what your fellow soldier to let me go. You know what I mean? And for those of you who are waiting for more, the dream ended there. But, you know, I was in pain. And in the dream, I knew the only way to stop the pain is by waking up. Man, even when I woke up, I could still feel the pain. All right? And in the dream, I knew if you want this pain to stop, find a way of waking up. You know, and somehow I woke up, but in pain. All right? God is amazing. Eh? There's no way I would ask for someone and he tells me to say these things and I say them. I would say, those are just my thoughts. Eh? So he gets me when I'm here, and then what? You understand? Yeah, there's no way I can prepare a thing like this. You go to prepare someone and then you say, such stuff. That's the reason why at times God doesn't, what? If you're a preacher, he didn't give you some. Because he knows there's some things he wants you to say, but if he tells you you're going to say this, you can't. You can't believe it's him. And so, anyway, I woke up. When I woke up, immediately I knew what it meant. All right? So, here I am. I'm a doctor, like Rachel said. Okay? And I'm also a pastor. I find a car driving, then there's a car that is what? Stuck. Stopped. Then I decide to what? Overtake. All right? Just like Dr. Martin, you know, in real life, Dr. Martin is also a pastor. He also, you know, the last time I knew, he was a pastor, one of the pastors at Gaba Community Church. All right? Doctor, pastor. Just like me, doctor, pastor. I'm overtaking, just like Martin is gonna progress past his boss. Do you understand? Just like me, I'm overtaking someone in front of me. You get it? Okay? There's some dreams you see, and these are not of the devil. You know? So, the guy grabs me in an invisible hand. Why is what? I don't overtake him. Just like Martin, he's being sent evil stuff to mess him up so that he doesn't, what? Progress past. Do you understand? All right? So, and now you remember the guy who held me, who was in that car, who didn't want me to overtake him, is a soldier. All right? And I see another soldier with Janet Museveni. Okay, and I tell the soldier, call man, your fellow what? Soldier, to release me. Now, that beat was significant. Because that beat, God is now giving a clue. Okay? To who is holding me. From doing what? From doing what? Not just progressing. Overtaking. Very significant. You understand? Alright? So, I remembered that there's a friend I have. Okay? Now, I always had Elvis's number. You understand? When you change numbers, you would send me his number. You understand? When you guys are made, you know, you're disturbing him. Like you can't seek your own God to tell you stuff. So you'd always what? Switch what? But I always had his number. Okay? So, but then one day, sometime like in 2016, I was like, I don't want Elvis's number because I don't want to disturb him, calling him. I was like, if I need to meet him or to talk to him, I'll always find someone. I always know people who have his numbers and they can just say, oh, Moses wants to talk to you, Then he would call me. You understand, And after he does that, I delete his number. But I'm weird, I'm strange. So there's a guy, a friend of mine, who always had Elvis's number. All right? So when I would get a dream like about Elvis, about Zoe, I wasn't attending Zoe, but I used to have dreams when God is saying, Zoe should do this, it should do this, the reason why this is happening, you know, those things. And I would send them to that guy, I would give the dreams to this guy who has Elvis's number to send them to Elvis. You understand? He was like the conduit. All right? Now, and in real life, this guy, this friend of mine, is doing some work with Janet Museveni. In real life. Do you understand? So if this guy, you know, is doing work with... Anyway, so you see what it means. So God is showing me that if you want to know the guy who's holding you, back, preventing you from overtaking him. Okay? It is the guy whose number, your friend who works with Janet Museveni, eh? You know, God wants me to work what? Backwards. Do you get it? Okay? So, what's your name? Yuja, okay. Smack Obi. So, okay. So, yeah. Charlie, you know, has Elvis's number. Anyway, you've gotten it. Eh? He's called Charles. Alright? So, you've gotten it. Eh? So, God was showing me that the person who was holding you in the dream, invisible grip, okay, it is Elvis. That soldier is Elvis. But God now knows I can handle that, eh? Because of the earlier dream. Someone had fallen. Okay? And it looks like God had told him that because of what you've done, eh? You know, eh? This thing is being handed over to someone, and maybe he told him who it is. And then now you see, Martin, you see, these things are very important, eh? Martin was being messed up by evil spirits. And Martin is representing me. Do you understand? Eh? So God is trying to show me that whether you want to know it or not, deny it or not, your being, this guy is dealing with evil spirits to hold you back. That's why it is an invisible grip. It's painful. It's not the Holy Spirit. You know, so there's a mirror what? Martin is representing me. Do you understand? How can such a dream come from the flesh? This is why I'm bold to say these things. Because I know what I'm talking about. And by saying them, I'm trying to set captives free. You understand? People are going to be messed up. You wait. Eh? Already they're being messed up. This guy is dealing with devils. God showed it to me in a dream. This is July. This is what? If he was doing it against me, then what makes you think he's not doing it to guys there? Like putting a spell on them and they can't see the obvious. Do you understand? Okay? You know, eh? All right? Then other dreams came thereafter. But remember, this was my friend. You understand? This was my friend. Someone was telling people, you guys send money there. Give money there. It's fertile, you know, the work is of the Lord. All right, anyway, so I began. Now just look at me. I get this dream. By the way, I had like four. I've just shared with you two. I had four. In the third one, actually, someone basically wanted to kill me. Remember that thing of heavy rocks? Yes, someone wanted to kill me. All right? So, this is July. Eh? It is what? I have this information. So now, that's why anyway, I saw 1st September in another light. 1st September. You can see now, if you have this information that I've shared with you, all right? Now you can understand why 1st September caused a lot of controversy in the body of Christ. Because it was a demonic event. You understand? You remember it's coming after July, eh? You know, you're not what? You're stupid, eh? You see, this is why I always emphasize July. You understand? I always, when I tell people these things, I emphasize July. You know, eh? Because now they can understand why 1st September happened and why other things have happened since then. Why all of a sudden things took on another turn, eh? There are things which are being said, which people are saying, which people are doing, which were not being done before July. Do you understand? Eh? So it looks like somewhere in July, you know, in July, because I had a dream about Elvis, I think in April or May that year, and I sent it to some guy who was, you know, the soldier who was what? The soldier who's working with Janet, who was Elvis, you know. Eh? So I said, you know, it was a good dream, eh? Of course, it was saying, you know, you need to do these some adjustments with some things. You know, and if you do that, it will take care of this. So, and then, like a month later, this comes. All right, so I understood that whatever he did, okay, it was somewhere in July. It was somewhere in July. Already before July, things were going wrong, but they were redeemable. There are things which anyone can do, you know, but they were not that bad. Okay, they were bad, but not that. You understand, But then somewhere around July, Elvis did some shady things. Okay, and God said, now it's over. Okay, how? KJV says, how thou art for, you know, all right? Okay, so basically it was crushed. You understand? You know, can't you know? And the interpretation to those dreams of the accidents is this. It is not that he's going to get an accident in South Africa. This was to give the interpretation. Your friend has fallen. Just like you remember, Lucifer was once Lucifer, then he fell and he became the devil. Do you understand? All right. So, since July, I began to share those things. Okay. And I think this year we took it a step higher to make it more clearer. And people started exiting. Now, you see, Sandra's dream. Why are people leaving? Like some of you are going to fulfill that dream. Okay. It's because of what we had shared. Godly things, warnings, and people say, it can't be. You know, it can't be. You know, this guy was having lunch with Jesus the other day. I had a dream 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, when God was showing me that all those experiences he's sharing now, they are fake, he's lying. Because remember, in July, this happened. This happened. All right? So if this happened, how can he be having those experiences? If he's sharing experiences prior to July, like 2 or 12 over the, you know, that's true. But after this, he's lying. He's just trying, he's just right now, you know. And remember, he's dealing with evil spirits. Now you can see, my best friend who I knew would never let 1st September happen. I knew him. If there's anyone who was so humble, someone who was so, it was him. He would never let that event happen. But why would he let it happen? July. You know, Okay, September is after what? July. All right, so I shared those things. People, right now this place is supposed to be full. But people exited. If you're a visitor here, we were not always this few. But because of the truth, you know, because of the truth, okay? And more of you are going to what? Okay, you're going to fulfill that scripture, that dream, Sandra's dream. All right? All right? But when you fulfill it, don't worry about us. Okay, because there are people in the lobby who are also going to fulfill. They're coming in and filling the place. Hallelujah. However, for us, we shall worry for you. Because we shall know, man, you have just gotten into the devil. You understand? All right? You see, Glory be to God. So, Revelation 3:21. Okay. There are some people to sit on thrones. Fulfill that scripture. Then there are some people standing before thrones. Okay. Don't fulfill that one. But they will be in heaven. All right. All right. How did they do it? Okay. We read in the final quest. Rick Joyner said that those who did it, you know, they all prevailed in the same way. Okay? They did not deviate from their devotion to the first and greatest commandment, loving the Lord. Those who are sitting on thrones, which are part of Jesus' throne. The reason they made it, you remember it said they overcame, okay? And they overcame by loving the Lord. They did not deviate, okay, from their devotion to loving the Lord with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind, and with all their strength. Mark chapter 12, okay, verse 29 and 30. Glory be to God. This is how you're going to make it to the throne. Okay? But you neglect that scripture, you are automatically fulfilling what? Revelation 7:9. Putting yourself in the great multitude that is standing before the throne. But God's best is that you sit on his throne. Hallelujah. God's best is that what? You sit on his throne. By loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with everything in you. Glory be to God. Now, how are you going to do that? Okay, how does someone love the Lord with all their soul, with all their strength, with all their mind, with all, how? It's humanly impossible. It's impossible. All right? It is only possible by God's grace. Glory be to God. It's only possible by God's grace. Okay? God's grace means, the grace of God in this context means God's ability. Okay? God's energizing us to be able to do his will. The Bible says he works in us both to will and to do. You understand? You cannot do anything for the Lord, or you cannot become what God wants you to become, without his grace. Hallelujah. Okay? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, says, let us, therefore, come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might receive mercy and grace to help in time of need. Glory be to God. To receive grace to do what? To help in time of need. Okay, so grace is there to help. Okay? Grace is there to help us to love God with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our strength, with all our mind. That which is humanly impossible is possible by the grace of God. By the grace, which grace helps. Grace is God's energy, God's ability working in us. Hallelujah. Okay? So we want to sit on the throne of the Lord. And the requirement is for us to love God with everything in us. Okay? And that is humanly impossible. But God says, I can help you to do it. I can give you my ability. If you can just come to me and ask me for the grace to do it. Okay? And he says, you know, it is there. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. He's talking about Paul. Paul is one of the people sitting on those thrones. He overcame. Alright, he did what? He overcame. And Rick Joyner saw him. And he writes about him in the final quest. He's one of those people who are, you know, highest in rank. Okay? Who is sitting on thrones. Okay? Paul, at the end of his life, he said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Okay? He says, I have finished. Okay? The good fight. I have fought, you know, the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. If you have a crown, then your throne material, isn't it? Okay, crowns are for what? Kings, and kings sit on thrones. Hallelujah. So he says, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Okay? Loved his appearing. Eh? Okay? I believe it means these guys, the Lord is always on their hearts, on their minds. Eh? They always think about, they love God too much. Eh? And they cannot wait to see him. Eh? They cannot wait for his return. Eh? You know, eh? They are so Jesus-minded. Eh? All right? So he says, they have loved his appearing. Eh? To me, it looks like they are living according to the first and greatest commandment. Okay? And Paul says that those people, just like me, they are going to receive the crown of righteousness. Okay? So Paul said, I have finished. Hallelujah. So how did Paul do it? Okay? The answer is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. 1 Corinthians 15, 10. Paul said that by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Glory be to God. How did Paul fight the good fight? How did he finish the race? How did he keep the faith to the very end? Okay? How did he do what he did? What made him what he was? He says it was by the grace of God. He says it wasn't me. It was God's enablement. Hallelujah. And that is the same grace that you and I need. Okay? We can go to the throne of grace and ask him for that grace. The same grace, you know, that worked in Paul's life to make him the great apostle that we know him. Okay? That made him to sit on the throne of the Lord, because we all want to sit on the throne. All right? He says, you know, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all the other apostles. All right? He says that I was better than them if it comes to works for the Lord. Eh? He said I was better than all of them. Okay? But says, but it wasn't I who did those things. Eh? It was the grace of God which worked through me to become better than all of them. Glory be to God. So if you're going to become better than the great multitude that is just standing before the throne, eh? Okay? If you're going to become better so that you qualify to sit on the throne, okay, you have to receive the grace of God. The grace of God to love God, you know, with everything in you. Glory be to God. It is that simple, but it is not what? But it is not simple. Hallelujah. All right. In the final quest by Rick Joyner, Paul said, okay, Rick Joyner quotes Paul, and Paul said that by the grace of God, I was able to finish my course. All right? By the grace of God, I was able to do what? To finish my course. So again, you see, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, no, 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8, okay? Paul is saying the reason why it happened is because of 1 Corinthians 15, the grace of God. And he says it in the final quest. He said that by the grace of God, I was able to finish my course. Hallelujah. Amen. Many years ago, I used to hear Benny Hinn. You know, and since last year, man, this thing has even become more scary. Benny Hinn used to say, and many preachers say it, basically, it is said that it is easy to begin right, but it is difficult to end right. Now, that is very scary. That is very what? scared. You can begin right, okay? But the ending, are you going to end right? Okay? But Paul says, by the grace of God, I finished my course. So in a sense, we don't have to be scared about finishing right. All we need to do is to always go to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and grace to help in time of need. And the time of need is every day. It's every day, man. We need the grace of God. We got saved by grace and we stand by grace. So that means that we need the grace of God every day. Every day. Okay? And God says it's available. Just come to my throne. Okay? In the final quest, it says, you know, the throne of judgment is also the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Like 2 years ago, I was told it wasn't a dream, it wasn't a vision. Okay? I've never seen a vision. Joseph doesn't believe it. Hallelujah. Joseph didn't believe that I've never seen a vision. I remember many years ago when we were just become friends with Elvis, he was shocked that I had never seen a vision. Because he met this guy, as in me, a guy, woman, like, was strong in faith, you know, and the guy had never seen, Elvis said, are you sure? He's like, it can't be. And you're like that. And you've. Then he told me that for him, he doesn't see how that would happen. For him to grow up without having ever seen anything. See, how can you be that devoted, having never seen? You see, but you see, that is what is called faith. Okay? Catherine Coleman, what did Catherine Coleman say? You know? When I see you face to face, so she's talking about this Lord that she has never seen. And she always looks forward to that day when finally she will see him face to face. Okay? And then she will tell him that, Lord Jesus, we tried. Okay? Maybe we didn't finish Bulungi, but we tried. Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah, but the sea, we're going to see. Hallelujah. We're going to do what? But maybe I see. I don't know. Amen. According to Joseph, I see. Then when I share with him some prophecies I've given, he say, you see, you see. Like 2 weeks ago, I prophesied to Susan. On Thursday. I told him there's a report, either it is written, either written or spoken, basically which is not good, and the Lord, he cancels it. And so, at the end, she comes to me with her phone. Say, look at this. It was anyway a lab report, full blood count, FBC. It was what? A full blood, a lab report, and which had, there's a parameter there which wasn't good. And the doctor told her on Wednesday that, man, this is not good. And the doctor was kind of anxious, And then I come, I tell her, there's a report received, whether written or not, So according to that guy, he said, now you see. But for me, I have never seen a vision. I'm being honest. For me, I just go by my thoughts. All right? I just go by my thoughts for now. Hallelujah. Thoughts. And man, it's like I have 99% accuracy. Like when I look back from the time I began to prophesy in 2014, when I look back, I'm like, okay, I'm not famous and I've never grabbed anyone's phone number, but the people who really know how sharp I am are those I've prophesied to. Hallelujah. Many years ago, well, not many, I think it was 2011, eh? In 2011 or 2010, I had a dream. I was with Elvis, okay? With Elvis, then I was introducing someone to Elvis, you know, so-and-so meet Elvis. Now, in the dream, I saw myself. I looked exactly like Elvis. Exactly. You know how in a dream you can see yourself? Okay? That's how it was. All right? Then months later, some guy came to me and told me that I had a dream. Okay? And in this dream, he said that there was a large gathering, like a crusade or a fellowship. Okay? And Elvis was up on the pulpit. And then he told the crowd, okay? He told the crowd that I am going to raise up a man who will do everything that I can do. Okay? And then he turned to me on the pulpit and said, and this is the man. You know, everything that... Then I was like, hey, that is exactly what I dreamt. When I looked exactly like what? Okay? Of course, not this Elvis, the other one. Okay? The pre-July. Yeah? All right? I know I'm annoying people here and I'll never see you again. But we shall meet on the thrones, all right? Yeah, go wherever you want to go. As long as, you know, as you're there, just make sure the first and greatest commandment, so that we can meet on what? On the thrones. Hallelujah. That is the most important thing. All right? So, sometime last year, when Albert was playing in Zoe, when he helped them, you know, and so one day he sent, now, before that, in, I think it was 2013, okay, 2013, you know, Prophet Paul, Jaza, this man was asking me, I read your book, and so, who are these guys? Are they whites? Apostle John Ezeel, you know. Are they whites? Who are they, you know? Okay. And so, he had a dream, like 2013, when I was still in open house, Zoe, okay? In this dream, we're doing something with Elvis, all right? Then, he was ministering to people, all right? Then later, he got tired and he sat down, and then he got me up to continue with what? The prophesying, okay? Then, but before he sat down, okay, he told people that, by the way, you guys, what you don't know is that I and Moses are twins in the spirit. You know, okay? Then I was like, that is exactly what I dreamed, when we looked exactly like. And I was like, I was so daft not to describe it as twins. That's just, you just say, man, we looked like identical twins, isn't it? And 2 years later, Paul got it. All right? All right? Okay? I don't know why I'm saying this. There are things God, I think, just decided to trick me into. I prayed. When I left your home last night, I went home. There was no power at home. Put kids to sleep. My wife is not around. By the way, right now, by the way, this thing is applying to me. I'm preaching by the grace of God. I didn't have supper. Haven't had breakfast. My wife is not, you know. All right? So you see, the grace of God. God's what? Enablement. Hallelujah. So after here, be sure, if you want to see me after here, you find me at the chief. And you all know my car. I'm at the chief. Hallelujah. So, now, one day, in 2014, it was, or 13, I get a dream. This is the only time I've seen the Lord. But I've never seen the, I've seen him. And you could see it was deliberate. He didn't want me to see him. It was deliberate. I don't know. Some people just see Jesus from the first day they get saved. Then they see him again the other week. I got saved in 98. Okay? So 1998 plus 2, that is 2000. Then now 18. So 2 plus 18 is 20. I've never seen the Lord. The only time he appeared to me, you could see, you know, but he told me that the day has come for you to start doing what Elvis does. Just like I told you, man, I was freaked out. I was seeing myself, man, I go to preach in Zoe, then I hear, I start prophesying. People look at me like, please, Moses, BDK, you just talk. As in, then the whole thing of missing, I was scared. I was so scared. You know, then the following day, I had a dream, and in this dream, Gabriel, the angel, was telling me that, yes, what the Lord told you yesterday is true. Go, you are not ready, you can't prophesy. Man, those days, you could just say a guy who's moving, but you didn't know the troubles, the guy is going through. Being told to prophesy, the day has come. Remember those dream I gave you, identical to me? Now. Man. Those were not funny days. Okay? Then I remember, because you see, unlike you, for me, man, the whole thing of disobeying God, man. So I told God that, okay, I want to obey you. But okay, you just show me how. Some of you disobeying God to eat is a very simple thing. Man, for me, I'm not. Especially when, anyway, I told, just show me how. You see, God, what? He hears prayer. He hears thoughts. He hears your kabozi. Okay? He listens to those things. So, one day, I go to fellowship, Zoe, open house. I'm going to lead, you know? Then I walk in. Then I sit down, you know, ready to lead the service. Then some lady, Sadris, remember? You know Sadris? She comes to me. She says that, excuse me, Dr. Moses, I had a dream about you. I was like, okay. She says, I dreamt. I saw Jesus appearing to you. Okay? And so we got in a conversation with the Lord, and she's hearing what we are talking about. And the Lord tells me, you know, the Lord was telling me, Cedric was saying, that the Lord, you know, he told me that I have given you power to bless my children. Okay? And then Cedric saw me in the dream. I got scared, man. All right? And then the Lord said, this is how you do it. All right? So you see now God is answering my prayer. Just show me how. Okay? So the Lord said, this is how you do it. Then the Lord got me and, you know, like to demonstrate. Okay? He said, you just lay hands on the person. Okay? And then when I did that in the dream, like suddenly saw like power being downloaded, you know, being down. Now she couldn't tell what that dream means to me. Okay, she couldn't. No, but for me, who was praying to her, I knew that that power meant information. God said, just lay hands on the person, and then, you know, you get what to say. Man. I was like, now I am finished. Now I have no excuse. All right? But I was like, I have to obey God. So I remember the next time I preached in Zoe, I was like, I can't disobey God. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do exactly what he told me. You know? So I remember that time I preached, you know. Nencham Savana, you know. So now when I finished, you see, God is so good. He gave me an idea. You see, you know, he understands. Eh? He understands where we're coming from. He gave me an idea. He told me that, you know, start on surgeries. Kwaye, she dreamt about you. So for why she believes in you, man. He, for why? Which is not like other guys who are just waiting for Elvis. But for why she dreamt about you, eh? She really saw me with you teaching you. So for her, her heart is open, eh? And that's exactly what I did. After I done my, you know, then I came to Cedric's man. Eh? Gave over, what did I tell her? Man, the following day of our attendance, she met me. Say she was so blessed by the way. Apparently, she said that she hadn't slept like for a week since I gave her the prophecy. That it was so powerful that she was just thinking about it the whole night. She couldn't sleep. And then she came with what? 500 thou. Say, thank you, man, for that what? Prophecy. Then God said, you see, if you hadn't prophesied, you didn't have that what? 500 thou. And so that's how I began. But my, I was accurate. Eh? Okay? I was accurate those days. Eh? All right? Amen. Just like now. Eh? I remember, like 2 months ago, I prophesied to praise. Eh? Okay? You remember? On but if you had a prophecy from me, you just come on Thursday. Okay? I prophesied to praise. I told her God is giving a name. Eh? Something like that. Eh? A name which is God is going to use for his glory will draw people to himself. Eh? Okay? A name, a great name. Then she got up and said that that morning she had dreamt when Kayanja was what? Was saying that there's someone here who God has given a name. Eh? And because of that name, you need, some of that, you know, God is going to draw people to him. Okay? And then he pointed at her and said, yeah, that name is praise. And pointed, you know, eh? Now, what did I do? I just went, did what the Lord told me. Just touch and then just speak. Eh? What comes out of your mouth, that is God's business. Eh? As long as it's not evil. Eh? Okay? You remember when you had just come to LAT, those early days on Tuesday? Then I gave her a prophecy. I told her, stop praying. Your answers have been what? Answered. And there will be a confirmation that it has been answered. And then there's something about prosperity. Eh? God giving you my, you know, eh? Then, had you dreamt or you dreamt later? Eh? Anyway, they dreamt when she had been praying for a church to go to. So the husband dreamt when you were in the house, eh? At your home. Then there were these cows, eh? Which came in by force. Eh? Okay, and in the context of that dream, it was prosperity. Eh? What I told you, eh? Money is coming. And then in the dream, you told him that something like, yeah, we're going to get that money and give to my pastor. All right, you know, to do something for the church. Okay, so you see how that you remember I told her stop praying. The prayer has been answered. What was that prayer? Church. So you see, it's confirmed by the dream. Because in the dream, she's calling me her pastor. Do you understand? Eh? Then there was that bit about the money, the cows which came. Eh? And later you got some of that money. You understand? Eh? Then, of course, Sandra. If there's someone who knows that I'm a prophet, it's Sandra. Many things. Eh? Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So God is good. Amen. The grace of what? The grace of God. Eh? If we're going to finish and to do and to be what he has called us to do. All right. In the final quest, eh? As we finish. Eh? Okay, Albert. In the final quest, somewhere, Rick Joyner tells the Lord. Eh? Okay. He says that, Lord, I shouted, forgetting everyone but him. I now know that this throne of judgment is also the throne of grace. And I ask you now for the grace to serve you. All right? Asking for what? Grace to serve him. Where? At the throne. Eh? Okay? Hebrews 4:16. Eh? Come to the throne of grace that you may receive mercy and grace. So he says, I ask you for the grace to serve you. Above all things, I ask you for grace. I ask you for the grace to finish my course. You understand? Okay? Then he says, I ask you for the grace to love you. Okay? We want to obey the first and greatest commandment to love the Lord. Okay? In heaven, Rick Joyner asked for the grace to do that. And we can ask for that grace. Okay? Do you know what the Lord, what he responded? You know? Jesus said, he told Joyner that you have called me, you have called upon me for grace. This request I never deny. Glory be to God. The request for grace to be all that God wants you to be. Okay? The request for grace to do all that God wants you to do. He says, that one, that request, I never deny. Why doesn't he deny this? Because God knows we cannot do anything without his help. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Hallelujah. He said, this request, I never do what? I never deny. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Yeah. Just go ahead and ask him for grace, okay? Grace to serve him. Grace to love him. Grace to finish your course. It is easy to begin right, but it is difficult to end right. However, it is possible. You can be among the overcomers and you sit on his throne. Hallelujah. Don't trust in your own strength. Don't trust in your own wisdom. Don't trust in any ability. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, you bless everyone in this place. In the name of Jesus, you anoint them afresh, Father. You give them the ability, your anointing, the grace to serve you. You give them what it takes for them to finish right. May they be like Paul, who at the end of his life said, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone in this place, everyone in this place, enable them to finish right. In the name of Jesus, may they not stumble. And if they stumble, let it not be to points of where it is not redeemable. But Father, when they fall, let it be into sins which are not unto death. And as a righteous man, may they always get up. For a righteous man falls 7 times, but he always gets up. So Father, in the name of Jesus, those who are feeling downcast, those who are feel fallen, in the name of Jesus, may you raise them up. Raise them up, Father. May they stand again and may they continue. May they continue to walk the journey. May they continue to run the race that you have marked out for them. Father, we need you. We need you, Father. We need your grace. And that grace, help us not to receive it in vain. Help us, Father. Help us, Father. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.